money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Well, we've been telling you the story about some thieves stealing the grill and smoker from Southern Kitchen food carts in North Portland. It is still missing, but the story gets pretty amazing from here.
Maurice Fain showed up to work last weekend only to find his 300-pound custom-designed barbecue smoker gone. Surveillance video shows two guys stealing it on North Mississippi Avenue earlier that morning. Fain had to shut down because it's the only equipment he has to make his wings, ribs, catfish, and pulled pork. Portland police have not found it. But in step some of Fain's friends, who worked to convince him to put up a GoFundMe so he could replace the smoker. I called him up to ask how that was going. He said he had no idea. He hadn't checked the balance, didn't really even know how GoFundMe works. When I told him the fund had already been met, he got pretty emotional.
Sorry.
No, that's completely good. That's fine.
Sorry. I cook for people, and I cook to bring people together. That's what my food is about, is to bring people together to have a good time, even if it's for a short period of time. We're going through so much in America with our kids, with the country, our communities, gang violence, and I just cook food for a split second for people can relieve the situation just for a short period of time and find that in this food that is good, that life can be good just as well as this food. And to sometimes when you do this, you don't know the effect on how people receive you, if that makes any sense.
It does, and it obviously they do receive you, and they heard your story, and they feel your pain because they're helping.
And I really didn't want to do this. It took a lot of my closest friends to really push me to do this. I really didn't want to do the GoFundMe because that's just my personality. I just figured out some other way. And they was like, no, man, people want to support you. And I was like, man, they don't want to support me. I think they just like getting what they can and going on about their business. But I see that there's something different. So I think that's probably why I'm really emotional, because I really didn't think that I was going to reach anything.
Well, this is awesome, because I've seen these things, and they'll put a big goal up there, and they get, you know, a few dollars, and that's it. But you've, like I said, you've already passed it.
So. Wow.
Well, part of the reason Fain didn't dwell on gathering donations is because he's a busy guy. He's president of the Historic Mississippi Avenue Association, and he runs a nonprofit called NextG, which stands for Next Generation. It's a mentorship program to get young people to avoid crime and gangs by encouraging them to get into sports, music, and college.
We do community focus, where we try to bring the kids back into the community, back into the parks. We do a cleaning event where we get the kids to come and clean up the neighborhood, teach them the value of your neighborhood. But if you don't care, nobody else is going to care. It's your neighborhood, and it's your responsibility. Teaching them how to be respectful to adults and elderly, just going back to the grassroots of upbringing life that I was brought up on in the South, that I feel that families are walking away from, that society is pushing the kids to be more independent and not deal with community and family. And that's my whole thing, is community and family, structuring that back into our generation. And I believe once we get that back, we'll start seeing the gun violence and the violence in our communities drop tremendously.
Well, with or without the money from GoFundMe, Fain had planned on reopening this coming Wednesday. He's going to borrow a smoker, and now he'll be able to buy a new one. He says he'll throw a big party as a thank you and will cook for anyone who shows up.
Absolutely love that story. Southern Kitchen food cart there. And you can read more at KXL.com. We have a link to Maurice's GoFundMe page.